Okay, so as I said, this sugya is fascinating because it combines halacha and machshava. So the first part we're going to talk about the halacha, and then you're going to see how it leads beautifully into the hashkafa, something you should be thinking about over the next couple weeks. Let's start from the beginning. Back in the day, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we celebrated Passover. What day of Nisan is Pesach? That's the Arab Pesach. What's Pesach itself? 15th. 15th of Nisan is the day of Pesach. Great. It would start on Yudalid. A lot of the activities on Yudalid lead into the night of Pesach. Have a Seder. Eat your Paschal lamb. Good. Now, back in the day, how many days of Pesach did they keep?
One day.
You live here in Israel, they keep one day. What would happen on Motzei Pesach? What would happen on the day after Pesach? What day on the calendar is that?
You count the Omer. Give the Omer.
16.
Korban Omer.
Yeah, the first day of Omer. What day is that? The 16th of Nisan. What would happen in the times of the Beis HaMikdash on the 16th of Nisan? They would They would harvest a barley. They would harvest barley.
Is that still Korban?
Yes. How much barley would they harvest? How much? Guess what? An Omer. What does Omer mean? Omer is a measurement. An Omer is a measurement.
Wait, that's so not the same as this, right?
No, that's Kmitza. An Omer is a certain measurement. Okay? How much barley did we harvest? An Omer. What do we do with that barley? We would offer it on the Mizbeah. We make it into flour. That's the Korban HaOmer. It's the Korban of... It's funny. It's called the Korban of the measurement. But that's what it was. It's the Korban of an Omer worth of barley that we would offer on the base of
Mizbeah. It's around like two sides.
Is...
Oh boy. 15 bushels.
I have to get back to exactly how much it is.
Is it like a lot or is it like a handful?
No, it's not so much.
It's like 1/15 of a big
size. Not so much. Yeah, not so much. Yeah, it's
not. There's like 1/15 of a big
size. Okay. Now, here is the question. What else would we do on the 16th of Nisan? What else? In addition to harvesting and offering it, we would count the Omer. Okay? So when you say we count the Omer, what that means is we are count. What are we counting? We're counting from the day that we started, or the day that we did the harvesting of the Omer. Just make sure we understand what's going on. Sfiras HaOmer means counting the days that started with the day that we offer the Korban HaOmer. Yes. Yes. So one second. Very good. We're going to get to that in a second. Okay? So everyone understand? We start on the 16th of the Nisan. There are two things. One is harvesting the Omer and offering on the Beis HaMikdash. And one is counting from that day, from 16 all the way until when? All the way until?
Or
the day before Shavuos. How many days are there in between the 16th of Nisan and Hey Sivan?
Apparently 49.
Well, there are 49 days.
Wait,
we count 49 days, right? The 50th day is Shavuos. Good. So, that is the introduction. Okay, here is the... Good, so we're not going to talk about it now. Excellent question. Here's the issue. Let's jump into the sources right now. The issue is as follows. There are two main places in the Torah where the Torah discusses the holidays. I don't know what two parshios in the Torah. Good to know. What two parshios have the different holidays? One is coming up very soon.
Yikra and Devarim.
Those are Svarim. I don't know, parshios.
Oh,
well, Parsha.
Kedoshim.
Almost. Emor. Okay, so this week's Parsha is Kedoshim. Next week is Parsha is Emor. And there we have all different holidays. Good. What else? Another part of the Torah, the end of the Torah. We also discuss the holidays. What Parsha? Parshas. Excellent. Very good. Parsha Re'eh. Very good. So it's good to know. It's good that anytime you look up something about a holiday, you take a look, either in Parshas Emor. Now, what's fascinating is when the Torah has distinctions, when there are differences in how the Torah describes the mitzvah in Parshas Emor and that mitzvah in Parshas Re'eh. what difference did we see? Let's talk about, start talking. What difference did we see in how the Torah presents the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer? In Parshas Emor mentions what? You can look at your sheets. Parshas Emor mentions?
Days.
Days and weeks. In Re'eh it discusses?
Weeks.
Just weeks. Just weeks. The question is like this. What is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to count days, or is the mitzvah to count weeks? According to Abaye in the Gemara, both in Chagiga and the Gemara in Menachos, we're going to do everything outside, but just let's follow along. Gemara in Chagiga, Gemara Menachos, Abaye counted what? Both what? What did he call each of them? He said it's a mitzvah to count the days, the kids to count the weeks. What did Amemar do?
Count the weeks.
Only count the days.
The
weeks you don't have to do. Why? Why? Because it's a Zeichel. What means a Zeichel Mikdash? No, no, no. What did Amemar do? Amemar counted what? Days or weeks? No, no. Only counted days. Because what Rashi explains is that since we don't have the complete mitzvah, since only Zeichel and Mikdash, therefore what do? Since we only have a Zeichel and Mikdash, meaning since it's only mitzvah to do what? To?
It's a tiny
dirabanan
mitzvah.
So it says, you know what, we're okay with just the days. We don't have to do the weeks. Days is okay. Yeah.
So well, he's just.
He is. He's counting just the days.
Oh, so he thinks that's
no, no, no. The whole counting nowadays is Zeichel Mikdash. We suffice with just the days. We don't need to do the weeks. Just suffice with the days. That's enough. That's
both.
Exactly. It's enough. It's not, we're not doing the full mitzvah.
Like, whatever.
Now, what do you see there? What is? Why does he hold it's only Zeichel Mikdash? Clearly, what is he holding about the counting of the Omer? What is it connected to? What is it connected to? It's very much connected to the bringing of the Omer. That's what I mean by holding. Okay. Now, this is very, very important. Anytime, here we go. Anytime you analyze a mitzvah and you see that the mitzvah has two parts, what question do you have to ask yourself? Is this not why? Good. Is this one mitzvah with two parts, or it is
two
Tzara mitzvahs?
Two
Tzara mitzvahs. Right. What? That's a good question to know. Good question to know is this one mitzvah with two parts, or is it two Tzara mitzvahs? Who in the world cares? We're gonna see. There are a lot of nafkaminas. Okay, so outside. Let's source
or
number
is it
six.
One huge mitzvah?
Source number six.
And if you miss one day, is it like saying, "Oh, you didn't do the edits at all"?
Go ahead. Let's see. Source number six is the Rambam. Says the Rambam. Now, the Rambam wrote a book called Sefer HaMitzvos. You might be interested in reading that to see what are on the Rambam's 613 list of mitzvos. Let's just take a step back. The Gemara in Makos, at the end of Makos, I believe Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis says there are 613 mitzvos. But the issue is 611 plus 2, right? Torah is 611. Two commandments were said by Hashem himself. 613 mitzvos. What does the Torah, what does the Gemara not tell us though?
What they are.
So you have all these rabbis, starting really in the Gaonic period, 800s, 900s, all the way through Rambam's time. What do they do? They're called the Monei HaMitzvos. What's Monei HaMitzvos? They are the counters of the mitzvahs. And they open up a chumash, and they say, let's go. Let's get to work. And they turn page after page, and they try to count. What are the 613? Now, I'll just tell you that the majority of mitzvos, guess what? Everyone agrees. But there are some select mitzvos where there's disagreement. And that's where amazing discussions come alive. For example, we're going to discuss this over the next couple of days. Is there a mitzvah to settle the land of Israel? So guess what? The Rambam does not have this on his list of 613. So you might say, Rambam, you hold it's not a mitzvah to settle the land of Israel? We'll have to see. One answer could be no. One answer could be yes. Oh, if it's a mitzvah, why didn't he write it on his list? So we'll see. Okay? That
is a different list of 16.
Yes, yeah, that's what I was just saying. Rambam, Ramban. Here we have the Rabbeinu Yerucham has a list of mitzvos. Other Rabbeinu have different mitzvos. Okay, so now, how many says the Rambam? How many mitzvos are there? Let's go. How many mitzvos are there?
6 to 12.
No, sorry. According to the Rambam, how many mitzvos are there? Sfiras Omer.
Oh, two.
One.
Rambam.
One mitzvah. You know how I know? Very easy. It's the mitzvah of 161. It's only one mitzvah. Mitzvah 161 is the mitzvah to count both what? Both?
Days and weeks.
One mitzvah. One mitzvah. Now, says the Rambam, how do I know it's one mitzvah? Says the Rambam, well, that's Rabbeinu Yerucham. Says the Rambam, you know I know it's one mitzvah? Because if there was two mitzvahs, what would we want to do with the counting of the weeks and the counting of the days? What would we want to do with them?
Separate.
We want to separate them. How could you separate the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks? One way. What's another way? How can you separate them? How would you do that?
One at the end of the week.
Excellent. Only count the weeks at the end of the week. So meaning, last night was 14. We would just say 2 weeks.
We don't do that.
Right? We don't do that.
The Rambam is
bringing proof from the point of view. I like that. Gavi has a good question. Like, he's bringing proof. Maybe we should know from beforehand what to do. Very good, Gavi. Very good. Right. Okay, but the Rambam seems to say that our custom is that, and that's why clearly it's just one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. Okay, point number two. Next Rambam. Does this mitzvah apply only in the times of the Beis HaMikdash or any generation?
I'm asking,
nowadays, according to the Rambam, is it a Torah obligation to count tonight?
No.
And it seems like he's also...
Where's the Rambam saying? Two words in this Rambam. Very good, AB. Where's insertion number 7? The Rambam says, this mitzvah is Kol Zman. What does Kol Zman mean?
All the time.
Meaning, both when the Beis HaMikdash is...
Not here.
So according to the Rambam, this mitzvah is a mitzvah mid-de-oraisa in every single generation, both weeks and days, one mitzvah.
I disagree with Rambam.
So if I had a board, I would write Rambam, one mitzvah, de-oraisa in all generations. Number one, let me see Rabbeinu Yerucham. Okay? On the other hand, Rabbeinu Yerucham, this is source number 8. Let's move through these sources. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham in source number 8. No. Really, we have two mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of counting the days, mitzvah of counting the weeks. If that's true, then what should we do for the brachas of the two mitzvahs? What should we have? We should have two. Rabbeinu Yerucham. Let me ask you a question, Rabbeinu Yerucham. According to Ashkenazim, how many brachas do we make on our tefillin?
One.
According to Ashkenazim, two.
No, he's a Chabad chassid. He makes one bracha.
Oh yeah, but he's not.
Wow,
he's Chabad chassid. That's different.
No, he's a newbie.
Okay, so that's like Sephardim. But us Ashkenazim, we make two brachos on our tefillin. So you probably shouldn't. That's interesting. So you should look into that.
It's fake tradition. Your family.
Why is that? Why is that your tradition?
Okay.
So says Rabbeinu Yerucham. My proof, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, is the fact they make two brachas, and the fact they make two brachas teaches me that there are two mitzvahs going on here. Now, another point Rabbeinu Yerucham makes is the following. When does the Torah mention the obligation of Korban HaOmer? When it talks about the weeks or the days? Weeks or days? Only the weeks. So listen. One second. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, point number two. Fascinating. Nowadays, according to the Rambam, is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'varan to count? Nowadays. D'oraisa. Everything's d'oraisa. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, nowadays, what does he say? It splits. Since the days have no connection to the Omer, so nowadays d'oraisa. Since the weeks do have a connection to the Omer, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, nowadays there is no obligation on a Torah level to count weeks. We do it on a d'rabbanan level. I want to summarize see what they're arguing about, and then I want to hear your question. Okay? So to summarize, let's talk about in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's talk about nowadays. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, how many brachas do we make on Siras Omer according to the Rambam? Times of the Beis HaMikdash. Times of the Beis HaMikdash.
No, he holds this one mitzvah.
Yeah, it is one.
So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, how many brachas do we make according to the Rambam? I'm asking. Say, what did the Rambam say?
One.
Why one? Why one? It's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. Okay. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham.
No, but he said it's one mitzvah. That was his proof.
Right.
So, he's saying the bracha is like the other direction.
You're saying we're going the other
direction. Okay. He thinks it's only one mitzvah because...
But that clearly is the custom, according to him. Okay? So, now according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, how many brachas did we make? In times of the Beis HaMikdash?
Two.
Right? Everyone understand that difference? If you live in the Beis HaMikdash, the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if you are a Rambam guy, you would say one bracha. If you're a Rabbeinu Yerucham guy, you'd say two brachas. Point number one.
Interesting.
Point number two is nowadays.
Wait, so even though the Rambam is the smartest of Rabbeinu
Yerucham? We'll get that soon, okay? Nowadays, let's talk about nowadays. According to the Rambam, here we go, according to the Rambam nowadays, what is the strength of the mitzvah nowadays? According to the Rambam, the strength, De'oraisa De'rabanan. Nowadays, Rambam, De'oraisa. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham nowadays, split. Okay, that is a summary of the machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham. And we're going to have to understand what is A, nafka mina. Who cares? What's the practical difference? Yes. But you're not counting the week.
No, but counting a week doesn't tell you days.
Right. True.
I said 2 weeks.
Right.
Interesting.
You need to articulate it. You're not articulating it.
I said 17 days. I know it's 2 weeks.
Okay, but if there's a mitzvah specifically to mention the weeks, you have to say weeks. Okay. So here we go. Nafkamina number one, we're gonna pick two out of the three. Nafkamina number one, a Sfardi. We have a bunch of Sfardim here. If you take a look at source number 10, this is how Sfardim count. Now, if you're Ashkenaz, you would never know this. But Sfardim say in the middle of their count, La Omer. So they'll say, Hayom Shmona Yamim La Omer, Shehem Shavua Achav Yom Echad. Okay. Us Ashkenazim, what would we say? We would say, Hayom Shmona Yamim Shehem Shavua Achav Yom Echad Ba Omer at the end. Why is there a difference? Why is there a difference? So there was a great rabbi, chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank. And what he suggested is, you know why the Sfardim, or Yehuda Mizrach, you know why they count the Omer, they say the Omer in the middle? Because they are Choshesh. They are concerned for the opinion of who? The Rambam or Ben Yerucham? Whose opinion are they concerned for?
Rambam. Ben Yerucham.
I guess 50-50 guess. It's Rabbeinu Yerucham. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, nowadays, which part of the count is D'oraisa? What part of the count is D'rabana? What would happen if you're an Ashkenazi like us, and we say, days, week, and then La Omer? What broke up your D'oraisa counting and the word La Omer?
Nothing.
What broke it up? A D'rabana. Right, look at me. But I'm an Ashkenazi. Look at source number 9. I'm an Ashkenazi. Here we go. Hayom. Listen. Hayom Shmona Yamim. What did I just fulfill?
The
days. D'oraisa, according to Ben Yerucham. And now, will I mention? Shem Shavu Achad. What's that?
The week.
D'rabana. And then I say La Omer. Say the Ashkenazi. Say the Sfarim. No. You have to first get your mitzvah D'oraisa done. Say what? Days, La Omer. And then you can say the weeks. I'll say the opposite. The Sfardim are trying to be hoshish for the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham. And therefore they say, look, let's get the Daraisa out of the way. Days, La Omer, and then let's get the weeks. Ashkenazim don't care for that.
So wouldn't it make sense for Ashkenazim to just play it safe and do it like us?
You can't be hoshish for every single opinion. Okay. That is Naf Kamina number one. Naf Kamina number two. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. There were communities. This is source number 11. Follow along, please. There were communities in France. This is the Baal HaMaor living in France. And he says that there are communities in France that only count the weeks at the end of the week. This is what they actually did in France in the 1200s. You know what they would do? They would say, exactly. They would just say, Hayom Shanim Ba Omer. And then at the end of the week, they would say, it's 2 weeks. Okay. Now, most opinions, like we do, are machmir, and we count what? We count both days and weeks every single night. Obviously, once you're past the first week. But can I ask you a question? What is this argument about? Do you only count to the end of every week? Or do you count every single night? Explain to you very simply. If you hold like the Rambam, that it's one mitzvah. So what would you do? According to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah. Every single night, why? It's one mitzvah. If you hold like Rabbeinu Yerucham, that what? It's two separate mitzvahs. So what would you want to do in that count? What would you want to do if it's two separate mitzvahs in that count? What would you want to do? So how would you separate them? Count only the weeks at the end of the week. So that could be an explanation as to why there were communities that only counted the weeks. They're saying, we hold like Rabbeinu Yerucham. We're hoshish for him. Let's split up the days and the weeks. Rambam, only one. Okay, we're going to skip number 13 for now. It's another Naf Kamina. I want to skip there for now because I really want to get to the next part. Okay, just to summarize. This is great analysis of the Chumash, Gemara, Rishonim. What was our analysis? Is this mitzvah to count days? Is it a mitzvah to count weeks? It sounds like a bai holds the mitzvah is both. But our question is that two separate mitzvahs? Or is it one mitzvah, two parts? And we saw there's a major Naf Kamina. How do you count? Do you say La Omer in the beginning, La Omer at the end? Or Naf Kamina right now, do you only count the weeks to the end? But now let's expand this to Machshava. This is Lamdas, exactly. But let's expand this to Machshava and Ashkava. And I want to suggest, very simply, that counting of the weeks and counting of the days represents two types of growth. There's growth of weeks and there's growth of days. Listen very carefully. I want you to follow along. The actually source 14. This is a source that everyone needs to read over these weeks, and we're going to read right now together. Everyone, please take a look at source number 4. Source number 14. This is from the Sefer Achira. Now, someone tell me a difference between what I wrote in 13 and 14, just based on the gray area. What's the difference? What do you see? Not year. Okay, that's a year difference. Fine. What's another difference? No author. Did I make a mistake? I forgot to put the author in? Did I forget to put the author of Sefer Achinuch? Sefer Achinuch. We don't know the author. We don't know the author of Sefer Achinuch.
Some rabbi who made it for his son.
We don't know. Very good. We don't know the author. There are some thoughts about who it is. We don't know. So I didn't put the name. Okay. Everyone take a look right inside. Right now. This is the Sefer Achinuch. Guess what? The Sefer Achinuch is a book that does what? It counts the mitzvahs. And what does he say? Is mitzvah Shin Vav 306. Look what he says. Misharshei HaMitzvah Tzadah Pshat. What is the root of this mitzvah? Listen carefully. Lefi, this is so inspirational. Listen to me. Lefi Shakol Ikaran Sheyisrael Eino Ela Torah. What's Eino Ela? Eino Ela? Only. Our Iker. Our existence is based on what? It's only Torah. Umipnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Ba'aretz Yisrael. You know why the world was created? You know why we were created? To study Torah. In parentheses, one of the first Rashis in the Torah is a very inspirational Rashi. You know why? Because the Rashi says like this. What's the first word in the whole Torah? Bereshis. Now that word is very difficult to translate. I don't know if you know. It's a very hard word to translate. In the beginning. So there's a measure. The measure says like this. With, right? Oh, or for. Listen to this. Rashi brings down a measure that says that one of the translations of Bereshis, or one of the explanations of Bereshis is that the bet means bishvil, for bishvil reishis. So the world was created for reishis. Now who is reishis? The psukim tell us two things are called reishis. The Jewish people are called reishis, and the Torah is called reishis. So what do you see? The world is created for Torah and Jewish people. Put those two things together. What was the world created for? us to study and follow Torah. First word of the whole Torah. Okay. Back to the Sefer HaChinuch. Say the Sefer HaChinuch. Dehu ha'ikar v'hasiba shenigalu v'yatsu v'yitzrayim. Why do we leave Egypt? Just to leave the physical servitude? No, no. You know why we left? Kidei shekablu ha'Torah b'sina v'yikamua. We left so that we can fulfill and accept the Torah. But with Pnei Kane, because of that, listen carefully. Why do you count the Omer? Nitzavinu, source 14. Limnos mimachas yom tov shel Pesach. We count from the day after Pesach, meaning the 16th of Nisan. Ad yom nisinas haTorah. Until a day. Why do we count? Leharos b'nafshenu. To show ourselves. Hachifetz hagadol el hayom hanechon nechzav libenu. They don't have on their calendars, you circle a date, you circle the last day of school, you circle the championship. Why? You're counting down towards that day. Here we're counting up. You're counting up towards the day. We're counting up to the day of where we're supposed to be. You know we say Yom HaShishi. Why does it say Yom HaShishi? Not just Yom Shishi. Does it say Yom HaShlishi? No, what does it say? Yom Shlishi. Why does the Torah say Yom HaShishi? The 6th day. So the Gemara tells us that there's a 6th day that's going to happen later in the world that the world is created for. What's that 6th day? The 6th day of Sivan. When was the Torah given? Actually, it's about Machlokas. Sivan. It's actually about Machlokas. The Gemara actually says really maybe on the 7th of Sivan. But the Torah, there's one day, the 6th day. The 6th day of Sivan. Very good. Very good. But right now it says the 6th day. That's the way we celebrate now. They're the 6th day.
Start.
So they're start. Hashishi. It's the 6th day. That's what we're created for, my friends. Keep going. Ki aminyan mar la'adam. Counting shows a person. Ki kol yish'ol v'kol chavtso. Like Yelazman is it, right? You're counting down to the last day of school. When you count towards something, you're counting down to your wedding. Good question. Good question. This is the ikkar. This is the ikkar. Torah is the ikkar. So every single day that we count, in Sefer HaZohar says the Sefer HaChinuch, is because we're counting towards our ultimate goal, the ultimate goal of receiving the Torah. Receiving the Torah. Now, why do we have to wait so long? Why couldn't it be that we just left Egypt and we got the Torah the next day? Why couldn't it be we got the Torah the next day? So, like we explained in Shir earlier, the Jews were at a very, very low level. 49th level of Tumah. So it took them 49 days to start climbing out of the Tumah to get to this place where now they can accept the Torah properly. It's okay. Point number one. Point number two. As a preparation for Matan Torah, there's something that we need to prepare. And that is we need to prepare our midos. Our midos. How do I know that? First of all, anyone here have the customs to learn Pirkei Avos?
Yes.
During why? 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 What's Sefirah Zohar all about? Sefirah Zohar is all about working on our midos. Working on our midos.
My cousin just did it last week.
We have a custom. Even without Rabbi Akiva, there's a custom to learn Pirkei Avos. Why? Because we need to prepare ourselves. We need to prepare our midos before we receive the Torah. We're going to get that right now. It's the next source. Correct. Okay? Now, here we go. Listen to this. Yeah.
I think it's like, if you go up like step by step, it'll be 98.
Right now.
Oh, very good. I like that. Very good. Okay, listen carefully. Okay, as we all know, the Gemara tells us, I would keep these sheets, if you want to learn this later, the Gemara in Yevamos, and the Asan of Beis Amid Beis tells us the story of Rabbi Akiva's 12,000 pairs of students, meaning there was 24,000 students. Now it's funny, before Rabbi Akiva's time, let's say there was no avilas, this was a happy time. We were excited. Why were we excited during this time period? We're gonna count towards the Torah. But after Rabbi Akiva's students died, then this time period turned into a time period of mourning. It's not supposed to be like this. This is supposed to be the most celebratory time of the entire year, leading up to Matan Torah. Why were they killed? What does Gemara tell us? Why were they killed? Why were they killed? Why were they killed? Lo nagu kavod zebazeh. They didn't treat each other properly. So another.
Why not?
Excellent question. Maybe that's actually why they were killed during this time period. Because the only way in which we can accept the Torah is if first we have fixed ourselves. If we have fixed ourselves. So since Dafka, they didn't, there's a time period they were killed. So a second reason to work on our midos during this time period is because to rectify the sin of the students of Rabbi Akiva.
Wow.
That's another reason. They're on a very, very, very holy level, but yeah.
One opinion was that they loved each other so much that they were like, this person doesn't love me as much as I love him.
So that was their...
They're like, no, you don't love me as much as that. And that's when they started fighting.
I love you more.
Or the second opinion heard is that they're, when you're so strong in one mitzvah, your Yetzer Hara is also very strong in that mitzvah. So Rabbi Akiva's thing was, V'hafta l'recha kamocha. So like, imagine his students, they were so strong in V'hafta l'recha kamocha that their Yetzer Hara is very strong, and then they lost to it. So I guess they weren't as... No, it's the stronger... It's equal. It's always a balance.
But there are two sides.
There are two sides. Call Yitzhar the Gemara says. Anyone who's greater, the Yitzhar is greater. But that's for another time. Let's finish up. 3 minutes, listen carefully, okay?
That's what
the Tzadik boy is back. The Mishnah Pergeo says, in Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Torah. Similar. Derech Eretz, Kanmod. What does that tell me? In Derech Eretz, Ein Torah. The person doesn't work on their midos, you cannot accept Torah. The mashal I like to give is imagine you have a cup, the most beautiful cup in the entire world, and you keep pouring water, keep pouring wine into it, but there's a hole at the bottom. Will the cup keep any of the liquid in? Not at all. If we want to keep all the Torah that we learn inside, you know we fill our cup, or we know we make sure our cup is secure by working on our midos, which is why I encourage everyone here over the next couple of days to think about working on your midos. Pick a midah. It happens to be that every week, you know, it's like a different sphere out, right? You have Gevurah, Chesed. Every week you could choose another midah to work on. There's actually a book that goes through 49 days, each day another midah to work on. It's a time period to work on our midos in order to get up to Matan Torah. To finish up like this, why do we have days and weeks? Why are there two parts in the mitzvah? Because in growth, there are two modes. We have the day mode and we have the week mode. What does that mean? Like this. If I'm driving a car and I don't know where I am going, I'm not going to get anywhere. A week counting, what does it mean to count a week? That means to set goals. To set goals means I have a whole week to accomplish something. Let me set a goal in the distance. I put in my GPS, I put in my ways, let me set a destination. But in addition to setting your destination, in addition to setting a goal, a far-off goal, you have to obviously do the work day in and day out. So we see from Sfirat HaOmer is there are two types of work we need to do. There's the weekly goals, but there's the daily goal also. There's a daily work that is involved in accomplishing. So no matter what it is, whether it's midos, whether it's Torah learning, we have to make sure we don't choose one over the other. Meaning, we should have goals. Let's say this month, 5-6 weeks. What is our goal that we should want to accomplish? On the last day of this month, on Shavuos, what do we want to have accomplished? Great. But now every single day, we have the day and we have the daily grind. We have the work of every single day trying to see, okay, am I getting to that ultimate goal? Okay, so as you can see here, the halacha and the machshava come together. Abaye says there's a mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah to count weeks. And in machshava, that tells us there are two types of growth. There's the growth of the weeks, of having setting goals, far off goals, okay? Then there's a daily grind. Every single day, working and pushing ourselves together, okay? So hopefully through this month, we're going to have that. Everyone should be setting goals for the next 5-6 weeks on Shavuos. What do you want to see you have accomplished over the past 5-6 weeks? But not just waiting for then. Daily, every single day, davening, learning, every single day to keep working on that. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we're going to jump into Sukkah, okay? Let's go. Yeah.